For this event, we asked ourselves, is this a strong or weak sheared environment? With effective bulk wind shear values between 40 and 50 knots all through the target area, we can confidently say this is a strong sheared environment. Now, we know which best forecasting parameters to use since we've categorized this system as strongly sheared. First, do we have adequate CAPE values? Yes, I'd say 2,500 joules per kilogram of CAPE is more than adequate. Since linear convective modes are more productive than cellular modes, we asked ourselves, do we have a linear convective mode? Yes, we do. How about low-level winds? Looking at the observed sounding, it shows we have 45 knot 1 kilometer wind speeds. Winds this strong and close to the surface can get mixed down to the surface pretty easily. And finally, do you see the embedded bowing within the line of convective storms? Yes, we can particularly see this in the zoomed-in version of the radar. Taking into account the answers to these questions, we can say with a higher confidence that this will be primarily a wind event for our target area. So what happened? This is the SPC outlook overlaid with the SPC storm reports for this event. As you can see, there was a significantly more wind reports than hail. The answer is the environment was conducive for hail and wind, but storm structures tip strongly toward the wind risk. When you are finished reviewing the case, click Next and move on to the Case 2.